This is a Venkast Studios production.
Welcome to Riding the Pines NBA Finals Game 1 Recap. I am Hondo, here with Guy. It's like a holiday, man. It's like a holiday for the diehards like us out there. It is absolutely a holiday.
The toaster streak is still alive.
I was just thinking that, yeah. as you got out of the car, I'm like, the toaster streak is still alive. How long has that been? It's been all the way through the playoffs.
21 games straight.
Oh my God.
That's what, like 700 days? 3.5 years?
700 days. So, all right. So it's a 113-91 victory for the Warriors tonight over the Cavs. The final score is not indicative of what actually happened, though. It was close at points, and it's still like the atmosphere. It has the aura of the next level.
Right.
What are your first thoughts and kind of like, what did you enjoy most about this first game?
Just the atmosphere.
Oh my God.
The finals are back. The finals are here. The NBA is actually back. It's been like a full offseason and a half, you know, with just the week off. Like, I ran out of things to do.
Yeah.
And I was pumped. And then all of the energy went in and out of me.
Yeah.
Like waiting for the game.
Yeah. You're like, oh my God. Like one day off, you're like, oh, I don't know what to do. Right. And like a couple days off, you're like, man, I really should stop drinking. And then it's like, you know, you finally get back into it. Like,
I'm going into counseling.
God. Like, oh my God, there's only 3 days until the games are back on. Only 2 days.
Yeah.
One day. I'm like, I'm leaving work early.
Yeah. It's time to go.
you're like, you know, you're a basketball diehard when you're like an hour before and you don't. Like, we don't even have tickets to the actual game.
No, right.
We're just going to a bar just to watch the game.
Right.
And
I was early, but I was late to the time that I wanted to get there. I was in a meeting that was running a little bit behind, and I was up. I was standing up. I was cutting people off. I'm like the intern doing the monkey work, and
just,
I'm like,
just swim.
Stop. Yeah, I'm like just trying to get up. I'm opening the door. I'm halfway out.
Just like a Draymond like rip or a Kevin Durant rip. Just like get out of here.
Get out of here. Yo, well, this game had a lot of hype, and they felt it. They were tense. They were nervous.
Yeah.
They were choked up. Like, they didn't know what to do the first 5 minutes. Like, is this basketball? Is this what we were supposed to do? God. Are we paid to do this?
Yeah, there was it was odd in the first quarter, just essentially with the fact that no one could make just, like, a simple layoff.
Yeah.
Everything was really breaking. Struggling.
Right.
And people weren't they weren't shooting. Either team was not shooting that great from three, taking a lot of shots. You know, this is one of the stats I've kind of been watching all season.
Yeah,
192 shots in this game.
Oh,
between the teams, that is kind of nuts.
Yeah, with like Warriors shooting over 100 shots by themselves, that's crazy. The what's really crazy is that who would you expect to score the first points of the game? Well, it happened like 3 minutes in and it was J.R. Smith.
Yeah.
And then who would go score the first points for Golden State? And it happened to be Zaza Pachulia. Like, you know, maybe as expected.
Indicative of things to come?
Yeah.
Not so much.
Like, last night, I was kind of praying, you know? Like, I don't pray a whole lot. I meditate these days for some reason. But I'm praying for like just a good solid game, at least 5 minutes of something watchable. You know,
we're gonna get a really strong NBA priest following.
Yeah. Hey, holier than thou, retweet me. I know your Twitter handle.
How great thou art in terms of the finals here.
Yeah, I do gotta say though, last night I was praying.
Okay,
but what was Tristan Thompson doing last night?
Tristan Thompson,
The night before, you know, the night before Christmas, you get all
giddy. Twas the night before the finals and all the house. No points were scored, not even from Tristan Thompson's mouth.
Okay. Speaking of his mouth, though. So what was he doing last night? Because
I have no idea.
He's in foreign territory. He's in Golden State land. He's in the Bay Area. Is he sleeping alone? Is he with his, you know, fiance or wife or whatever the fuck it is?
I don't know.
A Kardashian.
So
was he sleeping alone or was he sleeping with the Kardash? And if he was sleeping with the Kardash, did he work too hard? Did he get all the O-boards there? Did he score all of his points there with his mouth, with all the things that you were saying?
I, I don't know.
We could go really deep into this.
We're getting very graphic, Tristan Thompson.
Because he used all his energy there. Because where was he?
We'll actually find out on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, yeah, but that probably. Episode will appear later after they lose the first couple games.
They'll re-release a season premiere because they've already recorded one where he wins and he's all excited, and then they have to re-record it because motherfucking man, he was an old man, and he's probably going to get edited out. But yo, what if he didn't was slept alone?
Oh,
he's like stage like Curry.
Yeah,
he probably slept with like a pot full of potpourri, you know, potpourri.
Yeah,
he was smelling all the roses, all the scents. You know what I mean? He's in his hometown. You know, he's in his home base. He's probably he was ready for the game. You know, he was pumped.
Your imagination on the potpourri as the catalyst for Curry winning this game. I don't know, but that is the hottest of hot takes.
Yeah.
That is definitely the hottest of hot takes.
It was probably a cinnamon blend.
Oh my God! So let's talk a little bit just about the starters here before we get to the kind of the main players. J.R. Smith, you talked about the only points that he scored in this game.
Oh, that was the only points he scored?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was the
only. Hey, congrats! You were on the scoreboard.
But you didn't do anything else. So 3 points. So you essentially have 3 points. No.
From his entire shooting guard position.
Yeah.
28 minutes for J.R. Smith, 20 minutes for Kyle Korver. That's the full game. 3 points from the shooting. The guard's description is to shoot. Nah. We're going to take tonight off. We've had too much time off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But how do you, so how does Tristan Thompson, going back to this, how does he honestly have an O-man in this game?
It is, how does he have an O-man?
He has it's so
finals.
Wild.
It's the finals.
We don't want to see you in the lounge.
No.
We don't want to give you these drink specials. We don't want anyone of you. We're handing out trophies at the end of this thing. We want to see you out of here.
Our pitch is getting higher. We only have these many lemon wedges left. Get the hell out of here.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about the other kind of the core.
The role players in this series.
Yeah, the actual role players, you know, the people that, you know, contributed to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with Kevin Love. Thoughts on either what Kevin Love or Kyrie are actually doing in this first game.
Do you want my like deep take? Do you want my like sympathy? Do you want my love for Love? Do you want what kind of?
I don't know.
I have all sorts of like emotions with him.
I mean, just your first initial take. Your initial take.
He was ready.
Yeah.
But his team wasn't ready for him.
Fair.
LeBron and Kyrie want the ball in their hands. It's the line.
When it's all on the line.
You know, Thursday night, the lights are on. Game one, June 1st.
Yep.
You got to score. You got to make buckets. You're the attention. Kevin Love's third fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
Who's really successful as a third fiddle as a former first option?
Yeah.
Not too many people. If your name is Chris Bosh, maybe you can raise your hand. If you're only shooting three-pointers.
Yeah.
And your game is mostly in the paint.
Yeah.
Because that's what Kevin Love's mostly known for.
Of course.
You're going to get off. You're going to not be in a rhythm ever. And there are moments where you're going to want to get the possession, but you won't get any touches, you know, for minutes, for stretches. Nah, he was not even a focal point at all at any point, except for the first few moments of the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he was actually his best offensively.
Yeah.
What he did in this game, though, I got to give him a lot of props and like a lot of sympathy here. 21 boards. You can roll your eyes.
No, I'm not rolling my eyes at 21 boards. I'm rolling my eyes at his actual points production, but go ahead.
But that's not really his fault in a lot of ways because he has to get the ball in his hands. And how does he get the ball in his hands?
He still gets the ball. So he gets the ball. I'm looking at this 4-for-13 from the field. And
that's pretty garbage. It's garbage. You're right.
So I'm saying, to your point, I agree that he could do more, but he still wasn't playing that well, but he was playing well from a impact to the game. So
yeah, I think so, because He's a sieve on defense, and he can impact the game in other ways like rebounding.
Yes.
And they were taking advantage of him. And fortunately, Draymond Green was in foul trouble at the first quarter. I think he had 2 fouls in 5 minutes or something. And that's when Kevin Love was actually in his best, like the first few minutes. Mm-hmm. And Draymond in foul trouble. That was hard for Cleveland or for Golden State to kind of react to. Luckily, they had a breakout, you know, Andre Iguodala performance in the first quarter for 7 or 8 points.
Yeah.
And that was probably the key to the game right there. Like, that was the moment when I knew the Golden State Warriors were probably going to win this game. It was one Iguodala had that free open lane dunk, you know? Kevin Durant had that free open lane dunk in the first quarter.
Absolutely. Like, and
that's a result of, like, Kevin Love being in the paint, you know? That's a result of that. That's a result of Kyrie Irving not knowing how to really react on D.
Oh,
and that's
God.
The problem with this series.
So for the other, you know, the fans out there kind of watching the recap on this, watch what Kyrie actually does. Because Kyrie was in front of him.
Yeah.
He was absolutely in front of Durant, and like he like went to the side of him and did not cover him kind of man to man and just let it go. And then Durant just, he had the open lane to himself for that dunk. And we just saw a lot of very suspect plays that I don't think will hold up in the following. They can't hold up in the following games. No. There was just mismatches. There was just some timing issues. It'll be interesting just to see what happens kind of moving forward.
Right.
Let's talk about a few more people on the Cavs as we're at it.
Yeah.
We need to talk about just Kyrie and what else he did. I mean, we talked about kind of the defensive play. He wasn't showing, like, we're not seeing peak Kyrie in this first game.
I think the recipe for games two and beyond is you're going to need a Kyrie explosion, right?
Yeah.
That game is going to be there.
Yeah.
And he's going to take off. And it'll be amazing. He's so capable.
He's capable of doing it. Yeah. And we've seen other performances in this playoffs from him suggesting that he has it in him right now. But he has to bring it. Otherwise, you know, you can't have your number two go cold. And I'm not suggesting that 24 points is going cold, but you are playing against a team that is not going to let down.
Right.
And we'll get to that whole notion in just a few minutes.
That's right. I mean, we're talking about the Cavs, but really it's the Golden State Warriors defense that really played a heavy hand in this role.
Yeah.
Kyrie is defended by Klay Thompson. So Klay Thompson's not really doing a whole lot offensively.
Yeah.
But right now his game is to just contain Kyrie, and he was doing very well at that. Bar the second quarter, I think Klay Thompson was out for like 6-7 minutes in that first half. Kyrie went off.
Yeah.
On like the Ian Clarks and the Sean Livingstons. And even Steph Curry was guarding him for a bit. And Kyrie was going really hard to the paint.
Yeah.
There was some classic lay-ins by him. There was a dunk. There's that three-pointer that turned into a four-point play.
Yeah.
Some crazy crap that was going on for Kyrie in the first half.
Yeah.
Non-existent in the second half. He wasn't even there.
Yeah.
And so that's inconsistent. He needs to be consistent. He needs to show up at all times. Think about this. You played the entire season for this moment. Be present in every possession. 100%. Kyrie, if you're going to repeat as a champion, be present.
Yeah. And it's the first game. I have a tough time.
Oh, yeah.
I really have a tough time, especially with what we saw in last year's finals,
right,
about reading into this with Kyrie. I think Kyrie at his peak can play at just elite potential.
100%.
But it wasn't there tonight.
No.
So,
like, great offense will always beat or trump good defense or even great defense.
Yeah.
So take what you know you are, the Uncle Drew in you.
Yeah.
And be great. Be the exact person you want to need be.
You have to do it, but you have to take advantage of all the missteps that Golden State makes, and they're not making as many as they.
Four turnovers. Yeah. They're not making many.
Yeah. That was, I think they said, like, one of the lowest turnover ratios ever. Or potentially tied for the lowest turnovers in all of NBA Finals history.
And it's done by two people.
Yeah.
Steph, because he has the ball in his hands a lot. And Draymond Green, because he's Draymond Green.
Yeah.
That's wild. And, okay, Bron in the room.
Yeah.
We got a Bron in the room.
We do.
We got to talk about LeBron's.
Okay.
The Brownies.
So, I mean, he's...
What's your take on him?
I mean, he's still the definitive leader of this team. Like, there's no question about that.
Yeah.
He just didn't get hot in this game. However, we did see we did see some pretty good kind of like low post moves and some pretty good dunks in this game from LeBron. I think he needed to contribute even more with just the lack of Love, the lack of Thompson. I mean, seriously. I guess my point is not that he was bad really at all. It was the fact that the others just didn't step up to help him. And that's not on him. That's on the other folks. He was struggling against Kevin Durant. He definitely was. And I think Kevin Durant had a block on LeBron.
Oh, yeah.
And just like
that'll happen. That'll happen. Kevin Durant is phenomenal.
Yeah.
He's probably my favorite player in the series.
Yeah.
Quick hit, though. Kevin Love. I remember rooting for Kevin Love as a Timberwolves fan. I know everything about him, right?
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
Because I'm that diehard fan that watches how his body shifts as well as how he moves his feet. He's a better passer than more people can give him credit for. He's a better low post player than anyone will give him credit for.
Mm-hmm.
His game is not relegating at the three-point line, and that's what LeBron gives you, is the only option is to stand by the three-point line because he's operating in the post. The whole court is his lane,
yeah.
Except for the edges of the three-point line.
Yeah.
I hate seeing Kevin Love just shoot threes.
Yeah.
LeBron was very off this game. I think he was super passive. He didn't know what the fuck to do with the ball. 8 turnovers. Yes, he had 8 assists.
Yeah.
He had a couple of cool, like, flick behind the back passes to Love and to others.
Sure.
LeBron was off this game. He had the crazy first 5 minutes was, like, very telling to me.
Mm-hmm.
He was missing lay-ins. He was forcing the opponents to try to foul him. Otherwise, he wasn't getting a bucket. He stepped up in the second half because they weren't scoring at all outside of LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was LeBron's worst performance.
Really?
Of the entire playoffs.
Well, at 8 turnovers, it's hard to, it's really hard to kind of push that down. Although I still contend he's still the definitive leader on this team. He didn't take a step back.
Right.
I mean, you know, if we kind of turn our attention over to Golden State on this now, that you have players like, I mean, if you want to look at bad stats in this game, look at Klay Thompson. Look at Klay Thompson. And that's the funniest thing. That's the funniest thing is like the box scores are not really doing justice for what's actually happening in these finals because Klay Thompson was a force on defense and he goes 3 for 16 and goes for 6 points. And he is much better than that. LeBron if he really went for it, I mean, he could go for 40, he could go for 50.
If he really wanted to, he could do that.
Yeah.
Why is he not doing that?
I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to kind of like read why didn't it go that way, but we're not getting the full picture just from output and progress from that perspective. If we're going to talk about this game, I think we have to touch on the point, even though everybody else is going to beat this to a pulp. And that is Kevin Durant is just making this his game.
Yeah.
He just made it his game. And but everybody will kind of lean towards that offensive production that he had in this game. And I don't think that's the true telling thing. It's that LeBron block. It's making open passes. It's being able to weave with Steph Curry in transition. It's that is how he is proving himself to be a champion in this thing.
Nailed it. No one could probably say it better than what you just said. I will say one thing though. Kevin Durant defending LeBron. LeBron James defending Kevin Durant. LeBron James is wearing out.
Yeah.
Like he's he can't hide on defense. He can't take a playoff because it's Kevin Durant. If you switch anyone other than LeBron on Kevin Durant, Kevin Durant's scoring. Kevin Durant's throwing it down. Kevin Durant is on an open lane for a throwdown.
Yeah.
So it can only be LeBron.
You have Kyrie just turning his shoulder, or you have JR just like running out of the way to go sign t-shirts on the side of the court or something.
Because the East does not have a player like Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
The East does not have anything like what the Warriors have. they have Warrior Light type teams, but they don't have anything remotely close to this.
And who was this Tyrone? Was it Tyrone Lue who was talking? He's like, Boston is harder than Golden yeah. State. I'm like, what? Yeah. You're missing the motions here. That's why we need to record this for YouTube. Yeah. Boy. But I am very excited to what he can do. I'm excited to what Steph can bring. Like, you revamp with Clay here. Draymond Green, absolutely incredible defensive performance. Oh, yeah. Iggy is stepping up, playing like 24 minutes in this thing. It was
fun to watch that, too, man.
Oh, my God. Plus, you have, you know, the thing in this that's really, really telling is you have, even though some of this is garbage time minutes, yeah. you still have production across the bench. So, very, very exciting as to what can continue to happen.
A JaVale McGee reverse throwdown? That's a sign, man. That's a sign. You know, Klay Thompson might be like looking at the reflection of himself in that toaster, you know, and he might be like spooked. But when he's looking at like a LeBron, when he's looking at a Kyrie, he's playing the D, you know? So I give him a pass.
Yeah.
He's going to have one game this series where he's going to go off, and you can probably count on it.
Yeah.
And that'll be another victory for the Warriors.
So let me say, was it Patrick McCaw or was it Ian Clark that has the white headband?
Oh, Ian Clark.
It was Ian Clark.
Yeah.
Ian Clark looking like a tennis player in
this
thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, did you just come off the ATP circuit? Or what is this? Like, you just casually stepped into the NBA Finals?
The ATP. Yeah, you know me.
I absolutely love that. All right. So, you know what? Because of how interesting the start of this game was, we've actually suggested a format to potentially use in game two and game three.
Why not, right?
Yeah. And I think what we're proposing here is simply a 2-on-2 with one bench player.
It's NBA Jam with the sub.
NBA Jam with the sub. We'll give you a few minutes to rest if you like it. Yeah. I mean, you're not really taking that much rest anyways. Yeah. So
we'll give you 2.5 days between games. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. And you know what? Just to make it longer so the NBA gets all of their revenue, we're going to make it 11. You know, it's a best of 11.
Sure.
It's really a best of 11. Yeah, yeah. 2-on-2, one sub. So I guess we got to pick our teams.
Oh my God. Well, you can eliminate everything on the roster except for Irving and James versus Curry and Durant. So who are the subs? They can't be starters?
No,
they have to be someone from the bench?
No. They can be anybody you'd like.
Oh. No,
this is a very theoretical thing.
Thought this was happening.
No.
You know a guy, right?
Yeah. I mean, if Ice Cube can do it, we can do it. So.
If Ice Cube can do it, we can do
it. Okay. No, so bring the third player, bring the sub off the bench then. Bring the sub off the bench to just chastise those who didn't make it from the starters. Because I want to get as much commentary as I possibly can for this segment.
Sure. Or as much money, too.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going... So am I taking Warriors or am I taking Cleveland or am I taking both?
No, you got to pick them for both.
Okay.
And I'll pick from both as well.
I don't want to.
No, you need to. You need to. If we're going to go... If we're going to have this 2-on-2...
Okay, if I'm serious about winning... this inevitable 2-on-2 league...
If you're serious about the inevitable 2-on-2 league that the NBA Finals will become after it goes 6 consecutive years of Cleveland and Golden State, that it moves to this format. Otherwise it just like... It moves to this... like I think what it moves to is it moves to a 2-on-2... And then, like, very quickly subs into a, like, Ninja Warrior type contest.
Of course. It's obstacle runs. You can't just lay it in. You have to lay it in over a ring of fire, over an alligator pit. You got to test the
Adam Silver, there's so much sponsorship opportunity for what you're... I don't believe... Why don't you have this yet? Why don't you have this yet? But I digress. Go back to your...
Oh, you digressed. Well, for Cleveland, I guess I'll go with Kyle Korver.
Okay. All right.
The 20-point, no-point Kyle Korver. And for Golden State, I don't know why I have to go first.
No, you agreed to go first.
the off-air agreement.
Yes.
The clause.
Yeah, definitely the clause.
In our contracts. And the Golden State sub, JaVale McGee. Who can stop him? Who can stop him?
Oh, my God.
The all reverse throwdown just sold it for me.
Oh, my God. So who do I go to? It's so...
You had all that time to think.
No,
it's... And now you're thinking again.
No, this is serious. I'm thinking, you know, I just... I'm not really worried about the actual play. I'm going to go with the hottest of hot takes here. I'm going to allow James Jones to play with LeBron.
As a player coach?
As a player coach, and to allow him to get another ring in the 2-on-2 league.
Another finals appearance. Man, he's just going in all the history books. You know, we went from 5-on-5 basketball to the, you know, the 3-on-3 league in the summer to the 2-on-2. It just keeps going down. Inevitably, it'll just be, you know, KD versus LeBron. That's what the series really is. That's the serious truth.
I really...
For serious.
That's the for serious truth. Boy, who do I go with on the bench for Golden State? And I think I go with... I mean...
I think you got to. You have his player profile up on your one of your tabs here. Because you keep track of his stats, of his playing time to the second.
I do keep track, and welcome to the 2-on-2 league, James McAdoo.
Yes, McAdoo.
James McAdoo, you are in the 2-on-2 league. So there it is. Man. There it is. That's what's happening. Oh. You know what? The hottest of hot takes here on RTP, as always. So, hey, Guy, we have to talk just a little bit about thoughts and predictions into Game 2. Mm-hmm. Game 2 is
Golden State is still Sunday.
Is still in Golden State on Sunday.
Sunday.
So they do have a few days to kind of revamp and kind of
so get, do we.
To revamp and kind of get into get back to practice and shoot around a little bit.
Get into a different hotel room.
You know,
try and
figure out layups again. Mm-hmm. Thoughts and predictions, Game 2.
Well, Kevin Love in the post Malone.
Ooh.
LeBron James doing a little Car Malone.
Ah.
And, I mean, I ran out of Malones. Do you know another Malone?
I don't know another Malone. So we're gonna need to license some more Malones for the next series.
We're gonna license some Malones? I thought you said loans and then...
No. We're going to loan some Malones.
Loans Malones. The Bob Labla. Lob's Law.
Just can't.
Okay, so moving on to Game 2 in Golden State. Cleveland, get on the bus, get to a new hotel room, you know? Pick your room, you know? Pick your roommate. I don't know what the fuck you do. Do they have the full floor? Do they bunk together? Do they have twin... You know, two beds.
I don't know. I feel like they
change it up. Whatever that was.
I feel like they've figured this out by the end of the season. But
you know,
all right,
we're on the cusp of figuring it out ourselves. You know, we got to break down the meta of the meta of the world peace.
Okay.
Of the series, Cleveland, change it all up. Change your philosophy of how you're going to guard Kevin Durant. Change your philosophy of how you're going to switch on Steph Curry. Don't switch Kyrie to Steph Curry. Make sure it's Iman Shepherd. Make sure it's, you know, a big. And honestly, Kevin Love needs to fucking show up on the offensive end. And LeBron, you better let him. Mm-hmm. LeBron, you better give it to Kevin. And I better see Kevin go off for 30 this next game. Mm-hmm. I see a big three explosion mm-hmm. from Cleveland. Like 70, 80 points from the two or three of them.
Yeah.
And that'll be a key for this game, for this series, is if they can sustain this pressure on them, really, to repeat as champions, to be the best player they can be, but also score that many points consecutively every game of this series.
Okay.
So I'm hoping for that. That's the hope for them.
All right.
And at least Tristan Thompson score at least 2 points.
Okay. Fair enough.
For Golden State, looking forward to game two, don't do anything differently.
Ooh.
Everything fucking worked out, right?
So what's your prediction in terms of the point spread, in terms of the actual winner and the point spread for game two?
Winner, unfortunately for Cleveland fans, is going to be Golden State again. And unfortunately for all NBA fans, I think this is going to be a 15-point blowout.
Ooh. Ooh.
I think it could get up to 30 points at one point.
Ooh, boy.
Probably in the first half, it could probably get up there. I see it.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm thinking the future, yo. I'm thinking Sunday, 5 p.m., 30-point blowout.
Wow. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. So let me just go through a couple of my thoughts on this second game. I think I agree with it. Kevin Love has to show up. He has to run the paint a little bit more. I mean, LeBron can play better. LeBron has to continue to press the gas pedal. Irving has to step up. Use your Uncle Drew moves. Just continue to go.
Yeah.
Thompson and Smith, like, seriously.
Produce.
You can't go for 3 points collectively.
Right.
Like, you need to go for 8, 10, 12. Even though that may not be, like, you are capable of doing more, you have to contribute in that, because otherwise we're just not going to get that production. Kyle Korver needs to hit a couple of shots.
Yeah.
You need Channing Frye in there. You need, like, I mean, dude, Jones and Jefferson, you can't be relying on those dudes.
Yeah, they don't get a pass. No. They don't get a pass. No. Kyle Korver, 20 points. You were brought in here to win a championship, yep, and you get 0 points.
You know,
no pass.
It's hard not to echo you entirely for the Warriors. However, I want to say just a couple of things that Thompson, you just need to go to practice, work on your shooting, you know, in between game one and game two.
Yeah.
Like, he was, obviously he could just step it up, but like, you were cold, just cold.
Yeah.
So you continue on with your defensive prowess, but you're getting in a rhythm before you get back into this. In terms of the other role players, I think you continue your production as needed. Some of you are playing in pretty irrelevant times. So,
right.
However, just given what happened in game one, I'm actually going to go a little bit different direction from you. I'm going to say that Golden State wins this thing, but I'm going to say that they win by 10, and it's really kind of a push. It that doesn't really kind of go into effect until the fourth quarter. It's more like a 4 or 5 point game for most.
Okay,
of
so it's a close bout throughout the whole game. We want that. So I'm actually rooting for your version of this game.
I want that. I wouldn't. Well, I'd be a little bit surprised about a 30 point blowout kind of thing. But I feel like LeBron and Kyrie especially want to make a statement that, you know what, we're defending champions. We're here to play.
Yeah.
Dropping the second one is something that they're not going to do. If they drop the if they do drop two in a row, like, there is just a new level of aggression. So, I mean, and I also want my scenario to play out in which Golden State wins at 5.
Right. Yeah.
So,
dude, I don't trust Tyronn Lue to make any adjustments meaningful worth a damn. He might be like, "Hey guys, we got to talk about Zaza." You know.
Don't things trust that he can control. The Lou. Don't trust the Lou.
Exactly.
Don't trust me.
Yeah.
So
I don't know that song, but they're gonna stink it up. They're gonna see it. They're gonna fall short in every category of that, what they need to do. And I just see it. Like, they're gonna try too hard.
Yeah.
They're gonna pass the ball like in some crazy manner, mm-hmm, and it'll just be massive turnovers. I think like another eight turnover performance for Love, okay, or for LeBron is happening.
All right, so we beat game one and game two to death, and we're figuring it out. But stay with us. We're gonna have a lot more to come. If you're in Seattle, come and hang out with us. We'll be at LTD Sports Bar in Fremont Sunday for the game. So stay with us as we dig more into the finals.
Yeah.
I'm Hondo here with Gee.
Peace.
This has been a Vencast Studios production.